Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. You know, I love music, and there's nothing better than I like than being able to share great music with all of you, and I'm able to do that during our next segment. Recording artist Ed Stone is making his first appearance on our show today to talk to us not only about his own passion for music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. His newest project is called King of Hearts. We'll talk to him a little bit about that, as well as let you hear one of the singles from the project and let you know how you can get it for yourself. Ed, hello to you and welcome to the show.
Hi, Cyrus. How are you?
You're doing really good. Really glad to be able to speak with you. As I was telling you before we went live here, I really enjoyed the album. I'm excited to be able to share it with our listeners here. You know, what has it been like for you, Ed, to not only have been able to create music that you love, but then to see other people enjoy it as well?
That's a cool experience. Because I put a lot of time and effort and each song, and when people, you know, smile at the shows, rock their heads at the show, give me the high five at the show, I mean, it's sort of like, you know, acceptance on a different level, on a higher level,
yeah.
And it's quite gratifying.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be. I mean, especially as you said, because of the time and effort, you know, and that's so funny when you said that, I couldn't help but smile, Ed, because, I mean, you guys make it look so easy. I mean, with the single that we're going to be able to hear, you know, today, you know, The Rhythm Is Going to Get You. I mean, it just seems to just flow. Do you think that's because you really are walking in your gift, that you've recognized what your gift is and that's what you're really honing every day?
It flows for a lot of reasons. I've been doing music for many years, and then the musicians that I surround myself with are the best musicians out there. You know, Al Turner and Ron Otis and Mark Magruder. These guys have been playing for years, and they're all great players. And so, you know, and we all kind of grew up listening to the same types of music. So when we get together and play, we understand each other totally. And so that's one of the main things that really make the album kind of flow and glide, like you're saying.
Yeah.
So
take us back then a little bit, Ed. Then, so when did you first realize it? When did you realize, you know, that music was your thing?
Well, it was in a little town in Texas. No, I'm originally from Seattle, Washington, and I used to go back to Galveston, Texas all the time. To visit my aunt, and I was about eight or so, and I saw a Beatles show, and the girls were screaming at the Beatles, and they were running down the sidewalk. I think it was A Hard Day's Night was the name of the movie, and I saw that, and that was my first inspiration, and I went downstairs and got some wood and cut it out and into the shape of a guitar and put some rubber band strings on there, and, you know, got the neighborhood kids together, you know, and started acting like the Beatles, and it kind of grew from there, though. And my aunt saw that and says, "Oh, look at my boy, and I'm going to get him a guitar." And back in those days, they had S and H stamps or something like that, and she would save these and turn them in and got a plastic guitar. So that kind of started it, and then I started listening to players like Wes Montgomery, George Benson, and, you know, that led to further inspiration, and then I just picked it up and started going with it.
Amazing. And the rest, as they say, is history. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today for the first time on our program, speaking to Ed Stone. We're talking to him not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share it with all of you. You know, Ed, you know, as you were telling that story about how it began and how, you know, you went and took the wood and put the rubber bands on it, I mean, that, I think, also goes to the creativity. I think we also see the creativity in your rendition of The Rhythm Is Going to Get You. You know, do you think that is also just a part of who you are, being able to bring the best of who Ed is and not try to be somebody else?
Right, that's important. I mean, when I was real young, I mean, like 12 and 13, I says, you know, I love George Benson. I just, the licks that he played back in those days were great. But I said, you know what? I can't be just like that, even though I emulated
right.
him and tried to. But I said, now I've got to break away and I've got to start my own. So I stopped listening for a long time. Actually, after a while, I stopped listening and just kind of relied on my ear and experience to grow. And I'm still growing, you know, with new ideas. And I'm always looking and searching for just new insights from life, and then I apply that to the guitar, you know. It's very interesting. So I'm trying to find my own sound, and I think that I'm kind of doing pretty good with it, you know. I don't think I sound just like George Benson. I don't sound just like Wes Montgomery, you know, or Kenny Burrell, but, you know, I'll leave that up to the listener to decide. Yeah.
You know, you mentioned, you know, to keep moving, and I think that's the thing. I think the worst thing that people can do is to think they've reached the place and that they stop. You know, I was thinking about as I was even though, you know, I bought King of Hearts, I went through and sampled some of your other projects, like In the Morning Light, and then, you know, even after that, you know, being able to go and just to listen to some of the other songs that you've done. Do you feel as though you are your own worst critic as well? Do you think that as you're going from project to project, that you're the one who pushes yourself the most moving forward?
Well, yeah, I do push myself the most because I care the most. I mean, I do it because there's a creative part in me that wants to do it. And for those who like what they hear, then I'm just, you know, happy to find those people. And so I am my worst critic, if you will, or my best critic, I should say. And I always look to grow, so it's cool. And the cool thing, and the most important thing about that is, you know, we all are on a journey, or many of us are on a journey to improve, you know, in some
right.
fashion or form. And so what I'm hoping is that the music inspires people to kind of reach out and improve in their own life. Like you mentioned, In the Morning Light, then there's another one in the middle called Magic Rhythm, and then King of Hearts. And if you listen to all three of those albums, you will hear how the music has evolved over time. You know, I just jumped in on the King of Hearts and said, I'm going to do an album. And that was back in 2001 or something like that. And, you know, the next album I did, Magic Rhythm, was better in terms of production. It was better in terms of instrumentation. And then the King of Hearts, you know, most people say that's my best work. I can't wait to do the next CD in about a year or so. So, you know, but I'm also a physician. I do internal medicine. I've been doing that for 18 years. So I have to divide my time with music and medicine, but that makes it just that much more fun because, you know, it's just about reaching your potential and not being complacent. And
right.
so anybody that becomes like a fan for me, I just hope that they're inspired not to be complacent and that they just always strive to kind of improve themselves and not be satisfied with just being the old person of yesteryear, but looking to do something, you know, in the new year, I mean, you know, in the future, that's going to be greater than what they did before.
Right.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
And, you know, I think the other thing that you mentioned, and I think it's a great segue, I'm glad you mentioned medicine because I was going to mention, I did not know until I was prepping for this segment with you, Ed, of course, about that. And I was actually on Twitter, of all places, where you can find Ed at Ed Stone Music. And you had made a tweet earlier this month, and you actually said, just like I help people through medicine, music helps me. And then you asked the question, what gets you through hard times? I wanted to bring that up because I think, you know, that has to be an interesting thing for you. You're so used to performing for others. What is it like for you to literally be able to touch the world thanks to social media like Twitter and Facebook, to be able to touch the world that way to people you've never met?
Oh, it's a very nice experience. I mean, we're in modern times with internet and social media, and that's really a cool thing. The social media has changed the game of the entertainment world and the music world so much, and so it's cool to be a part of that and to be able to reach out that way. And I'm just hoping that more people in the social media can connect with me and connect with the music because, you know, I hope that they're inspired, like I said, you know, to just enjoy the sound, the music that I put together. But even more than that, though, they're inspired to kind of do their own thing, you know, in a better
right.
way. So I'm glad about the social media, Twitter, Facebook, and you know, the rest. I do have a website, too, edstonemusic.com. And from what I just found out, it's down today. I don't know why, but I would encourage the listeners to go check me out there. You know, there's some cool things on the website, and I think my website person put it together pretty well. So, you know, go check it out, see what you think. If you like Edgestone, maybe pick up a CD or two, you know, from CD Baby, and keep on going.
Exactly, and definitely helping to spread the word. And speaking of CD Baby, as I said, that's where we were able to get King of Hearts, Ed. And the single, of course, when I reached out to your camp about what single we should play, what single that you would like for us to play, they mentioned The Rhythm Is Going to Get You. Of course, a lot of people got to know that song from Gloria Estefan. What was it about that song that made you say you wanted to put your own spin on it?
I just think it's a cool song, and I remember that song when it came out. And I just liked the vibe of it. And then I decided a few years back to put it in the show. And it went over really well. So when it was time to do the King of Hearts album, I said, you know, well, actually one of my friends said, Ed, you know, you should do some cover songs. And, you know, that gets the people's attention a little bit better than just always writing your own songs. And I says, okay. So that's the one I picked because it does really well in the live performance. And we did a real good job on the CD with it, too.
Well, I definitely agree with that. For those who have not heard it, here is Ed Stone from his project King of Hearts. The Rhythm Is Going to Get You. After this, we'll be back with our final moments with Ed. Stay with us. That was Ed Stone with The Rhythm Is Gonna Get You from his brand new project, King of Hearts. We've been talking to him not only about the journey in music, but what it's been like for him to do what he loves, and as well as share that with all of you. As Ed was sharing with you guys earlier, there are lots of ways to be able to stay connected with him. Of course, he's on social media at Ed Stone Music is where you guys can find him on Twitter, and also through his website as well, edstonemusic.com. Make sure you guys bookmark that place as well. Ed, I wanted to ask you this question, because all the time on this program, we have people who want to know, who write in, you know, about, you know, what should I do? I have this, you know, love. I have this passion. What should I do about this? You know, based on what you've been able to experience and based on what music has done for you, what do you normally tell people about the importance of not only recognizing their passion, but going for that passion?
The most important thing is just researching it, studying it, figuring out ways to do it better. And a lot of times what that means is you've got to get the big picture of what it is you're trying to do, and whatever you know about it, about the thing you're trying to go into, pull all the pieces together, take a look at all the pieces and all the segments that are involved in what you're trying to do. That includes your old past experience dealing with your pursuit, present experiences, reading, just putting it all together, synthesizing it, and then having a plan and a direction, and you start moving forward with what you know and where you want to go. And a lot of times the people that need to come into your life will come just because
right.
you're busy pursuing your dream. And I tell everybody, you know, move ahead, do what you got to do to be the best person you can be. So just pull things together, synthesize, but not only with the area that you're looking at. Let's say you want to become a mechanic or an airplane pilot or a physician or a musician, whatever it is, you got to synthesize and then look at the other areas of your life too and integrate that all those things in the rest of your life, you know, so that you can see your total picture of what it is you're trying to do, and that helps you just kind of like create your own story and your own purpose. And then when you have a purpose and you have direction and you have drive, things can happen. So
exactly. I think that is so well said. Thank you so much for sharing that. Again, everyone, Ed Stone has been our guest. You guys can get the album King of Hearts right now on cdbaby.com. You can download it, of course, directly from there. That single, of course, again, is The Rhythm Is Going to Get You, and that is from that project. Stay connected with Ed on his website at edstonemusic.com. You can bookmark that. And in the meantime, you guys can also stay connected with him on Twitter as well, and that is at edstonemusic is where you guys can find it there. Ed, again, congratulations to you on the success with the music, and knowing a lot of great things are coming up for you, and we really appreciate the time today.
Thanks so much, Cyrus. I enjoyed the talk, the conversation, yes.
Hey, man, really appreciate it as well. We're glad you did. And we thank all of you, our listeners, for joining us for another conversation here on our program. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the show, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the podcast just about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You guys can find it, of course, by going to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can head over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. I want to thank our good friend, Josh Mitchell, for setting up this conversation today. And again, thank all of you for tuning in to our show. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.